are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the city, Los Angeles County, where people go to parties, not for fun, but to steal. My name is Friday, my partner is Bill Gannon, and I carry a badge. This is the office where Bill and I get our phone calls and work. It is hard, and we had a call before at 10 o'clock and 802 from Mrs. J.J. Whiteside.
Joe?
Yeah?
Joe?
Yeah?
You called me, what's the matter? What's this here? An 802?
Yeah.
What's the story there, Joe?
So, last night,
Hi, Mary.
Last night, someone in Mrs. J.J. Whiteside's apartment, stole something from her, and they couldn't find out. Now, Bill and I might go to that apartment and check the fingerprints out. Well, should we send a...
Well, let's talk to Mrs. J.J. Whiteside first. Where does she live?
27 Van Houten Avenue. On June 2nd, Bill and I went to J.J. Whiteside's apartment at 10 a.m. Mrs. Whiteside, can we talk to you?
Who are you?
Detectives. You know, we came to see what happened to that. We came to find out the story about what happened to last night, you know.
Oh, police officers.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of diamonds. I'm so nervous. Excuse me the way I talk. I'm just so upset.
Okay.
Well, last night I had a party, you know.
Yeah.
I got the guest list. I wrote out a guest. Here's the people who were at my party. And when the people left at 1 o'clock last night, I discovered my jewels were missing in the safe. Of course, right away I called the police. That's all I know.
Well, do you have any idea who could have?
I don't know. They were all my friends.
Well, Joe, what we do?
Search for fingerprints. What else? Now, where were these diamonds last?
They were in the safe over there. Come on, I'll show you. Here. This is the safe right here.
Bill, check him out.
Okay, Joe.
Well, while he's checking out, what should I do next?
I don't know. Maybe I should send a black and white here. I don't know. Check it out.
I got the addresses and the names of all the people at my party.
All right, that's good. Well, wait a minute.
Would you like to have a drink?
All right. This is K104. K-105, please come in. Hello, Captain? Send the black one right here. 27 Van Houten Avenue. Mary J.J. Whiteside.
Would you like one there, Bill?
No mind if I do.
Signing off. It's K-104. Signing off to K-105.
Thank you there, Mrs. J.J.
Bill?
No fingerprints. The guy who did it was very clever. Not a trace of fingerprints. I did a little dusting and I couldn't find any.
I just sent the black and white here.
Well, what should we do now?
Well, we'll wait until the black and white comes here. Well, no, we better get off.
Let's check these names.
Yeah. We'll go to everyone's apartment if we have to. How many were there? Oh, let's see.
Five. There was five there.
That makes it easier. Okay. We'll have to go now. You mind having the stream?
You gonna get the culprit? Thank God for the police.
Let's go. Come on, Bill. At 10:15 a.m., we arrived at Mr. Joseph D. Goodworth's house.
Come in. Come in.
Mr. Joseph D. Goodworth?
That is me. Yes, that is me. Who are you?
We're police officers.
That's right, we're police officers.
What do you want with me?
Were you at Mrs. J.J. Whiteside party last night?
Yes, I was.
Did you know who stole her jewels? Someone stole her jewels.
I steal nothing. I steal nothing. I didn't know about it until this morning when she called.
Is that so? What time did she call?
Oh, 9:15 this morning.
Check that, Joe.
Okay.
You, what is your name?
Bill Gannon, that's my name. Joe is Joe Friday, just went downstairs to check on the black and white car. I still want to know, do you know Mrs. Helen ate trees at the apartment and also at the party last night?
Yes, I talked to her a little. I talked to her a little.
Here comes my boss now.
Find anything, Chief?
No, I didn't.
Nothing at all?
No.
See, I told you.
Wait a minute. Look, I'm not convinced yet. There's five people. Now, you're one. There's others. There's four others. It's K104's and Black and White. We're going to send a Black and White here to search your apartment.
I am innocent. I would offer you coffee, but I see you must go now.
I didn't like that.
Nice to be seeing you again. Maybe not.
Well, goodbye there, Mr. Goodsworth.
Yeah, bye. At 11 a.m., June 2nd, we arrived at the office, Bill and I, and found nothing yet. Bill?
Joe!
What?
Listen. An 809 just came in. One of the members of the party that Mrs. J.J. Whiteside had?
Yeah.
Well, she's murdered.
Who, Mrs. J.J. Whiteside?
No, Helen Atreides was murdered. Helen Atreides was murdered. That means the murderer, maybe Mrs. Atreides knew the murderer and he or she killed her to stop evidence thereof.
Was Nancy Whiting and Wong Jong and Robert C. Brown. I think it was a man. Yeah, Bill, what do you think?
Well, I think we should look up this character, Wong Jong, right now. Let's go, let's get in the black and white and let's get out of here.
Alright, come on. Wong Chong's restaurant.
Also.
Please, officer. Joe Friday.
Also.
Bad luck.
You come to my humble restaurant, yes?
No.
What's the now? Who are you people?
We're police officers.
Did I see credentials? They look all right to me. What do you want? Here, officer. Take a seat.
Why, thank you, Mr. Chong Wong.
Many happy to provide you. You come for egg roll? Yes?
No.
What do you want?
Want to find out who killed Mrs. Helen Atreides and who stole Mrs. J.J. Whiteside's diamonds. About that party.
Oh, excuse me, please. Must have some sake. Good for the liver. Please have some. Make me happy.
No, I don't want any. Sorry. We're here on business. Now, what about the murder of Mrs. Helen Atreides and...
Sake, very good.
And the diamonds of Mrs. J.J. Whiteside.
I know nothing about diamonds. I never met Mrs. Atreides.
No,
at all. I was at party last night. Oh, school, please, officer. Please don't lean too much on chair. You might slip and hurt honorable head.
Oh, thank you, Mr. J. Whoa! Joe, look!
The diamonds! No, ram them!
So sorry to punch you.
Oh! Watch out! Joe, he has a knife!
They stab your head, please!
Oh! I got the knife out of his hand. Okay, drop it! It's KE-104, send a black and white over there.
Boy, you're good with that gun there, Joe. Look,
shot a hole right in that sacky knife of his. Look at that.
I sent a black and white over here.
Good, right away. Well, let's wrap up this case, Joe. Let's go.
June 12th, Wong Chong was in state prison for life for killing Mrs. Helen A. Tree and for stealing Mrs. J.J. Whiteside's diamonds.